and today's homecoming. Some people just come on homecoming because there's some food to eat. But they got food here every Sunday if you'll come get it.
Yeah.
The Lord gives you food to feed you up, and you'll enjoy rejoice on it 3 or 4 days or a year from now.
Sure.
I'm glad I'm here today. I'm glad the Lord's with us. Thank God for what He's done. And thank God for helping me get over that pneumonia. Appreciate all the prayers. I mean, it just went away in about 2 weeks. It was gone. I didn't have no problems or nothing. It was gone. Lord bless there. If you had your Bible this morning, I want to turn it over to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 11. 2 Samuel chapter 11. From 2 Samuel chapter 11, beginning in verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass, after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle." Now you got to really look at that. It says, "When time when kings go forth to battle," that David sent Joab. Well, it said, "When the kings go forth to battle," why David sent Joab? "And his servants with him, and all Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. And he came to pass in the evening tide that David arose off his bed and walked out upon the roof of a king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah, the Hittite?" And he wasn't no Jew, he was a Hittite.
Right.
You got to remember that too. "And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her. For she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house." It don't say she put up no fight or nothing. She just went unto him. "And the woman conceived and sent and told David and said, 'I am with a child.' And David sent to Joab, saying, 'Send me Uriah the Hittite.' And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah was coming to him, David demanded of him how Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war prospered. And David said to Uriah, 'Go down to thy house and wash thy feet.' And Uriah departed out of the king's house. And there followed him a mess of meat from the king. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all his servants of his lord, and went not down to his house. And when they told David, saying, 'Uriah went not down into his house,' David said unto Uriah, 'Camest not thou not from thy journey? When this didn't, then didst not thou not go down unto thy house?' And Uriah said unto David, 'The ark and Israel and the Joab abideth in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of the Lord are encamped in the open fields. And shall I then go into my house to eat and drink and lie with my wife? As thou livest, as thou thy soul liveth, I will not do this thing.' And David said unto Uriah, 'Tarry here today also, and tomorrow I will let thee depart.' So Uriah abode in Jerusalem and that day and tomorrow. And when David had called him, he did eat and drink before him, and he made him drunk. And at the evening he went out to lie on his bed with the servants and of his Lord, but went not down. And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote the letter saying, 'Send me Uriah in the forefront.'" It says, "Put him out in the hottest battle and retire from him." I mean, put him out there and then back off from him. and retire ye from him, that he may be smitten and die. And it came to pass that Joab observed the city and assigned Uriah unto a place where he knew that valiant men were. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab, and there fell some of people of the service of David. Uriah the Hittite died also. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I'm thankful of Calvary, the blood and lamb, the goodness of God. Oh God, I pray you clothe me with my calling, God. I didn't have nothing to do with being called to preach, God. You wanted me to preach, and God, and I pray, God, now you use me for the glory of God. I pray if you help somebody hear God, this message will be a help, God. I want to help somebody. I don't want to hurt nobody. I pray you take and use it for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to preach to you in a little bit, for a little bit. He went out, but he didn't go down.
Yeah.
He went out, but he didn't go down. In life's choices, in life, there's many choices that affect our lives. In the garden, Adam made a decision that affected all mankind. And these things you do or do not do can change the things and the way the things of this life go. The way your life goes, the way your kids come up. What you do now can change and make them or break them. And so when something comes up, then we need to seek and ask God, what should I do? And what will an action, this action that I take glorify the Lord Jesus Christ? It's evident that David's actions did more harm than good.
Right.
I mean, he committed a murder there. And you know, that's the only thing God had against. I mean, man, I tell you, he said God, David was a man after God's own heart.
Right.
But I want to look at a few things. And he went out, but he didn't go down. And number one, you can go out, but no one can make you go down. You can get out, but there can't nobody make you go down. You get out here and run around and go off. And hey, when I used to run around and do things, I'd get in trouble or get to have things happen to me. It wasn't because somebody made me.
Right.
It wasn't because somebody made me do it. I did it on my own free will.
Yeah.
I tell you what, as a child of God, you're gonna get out or you're gonna get in here and live for God.
Yeah.
If you get in here and live for God, God can use you and fill you with the Spirit of God. He's not going to make you do it. He's not going to make you go down. And some people, I know some people ain't here, and they trying to blame somebody else. But I tell you what, it ain't nobody's fault. They're not in the church. It's your fault. You don't come to church, it's your fault. You can go out, but you can't make you go down.
Right.
Can't make you go down. Can't make you get down there and get water in the pig pen. Can't do it. And David, he committed sin, and he wanted to cover that sin up.
Sure,
I mean, his problem to start with, as I read in verse 1, it said in the time of the kings for battle, the king should have been out there with his men, but he sent Joab out there instead of going to be with his men, and then he went up on the rooftop, and that's when he did a sin.
Sure.
Sin come on him.
Yes.
And then what did he do? He tried to cover it up.
Right.
He wanted to cover that up. David shouldn't have been. He should have been in the battle instead of on the rooftop. And sin, I tell you what. Now I thought about this, and this is so true. Sin will take you further than you want to go. It'll take you further than you want. Old David, he didn't intend when he went up on that roof to do what he done.
Right.
He didn't intend that. Hey, a lot of times you don't intend something, and next thing you know, it's just a big mess.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, you can keep from things happening in your life if you'll fall down and ask God, is this glorifying God, what I'm doing right now? Is this going to glorify God?
Right.
And flee from the devil. David thought he could bring Uriah out of the battle and encourage him to go down to his wife. I tell you what, you get around the wrong crowd and they'll try to get you to do different things, do something wrong, but no one can make you. You've got the choice to leave and walk off. There's no one making you do something. There's no one making you not read your Bible. Is somebody hiding your Bible? Is somebody twisting your arm? Are they making you not pray? They're not doing that. You can go out, but no one can make you go down.
Right.
You go down, it's your own self. You get down out of the will of God and walking down and got the poochy lip and everything else. Hey, I've done that before. Have a party by myself and blow up in balloons and everything, you know. And have the poochy lip and crying and whining. I tell you what, Jesus ain't in that. Jesus is in when you get to praying and seeking God. And God gets to praising. Hallelujah. And the glory comes down. That's where God's at.
Yeah.
That's where, hey, the devil can't make you go down. Can't nobody make you go down. Hey, didn't nobody make that prodigal son go down. He went down by himself.
Sure.
David thought he'd get old Uriah to come in there, though, and he'd encourage him to go down to his wife. And see, he didn't realize Uriah was loyal. He was loyal to the king, loyal to the Israel, loyal to Joab. And he wasn't even a Jew.
Right.
That's the whole thing. He was still loyal to him.
Right.
And he would not go. He said, I'm not going down there to my wife. And when Joab and all the men are out there fighting and living in tents, I'll sleep here with the servants.
Yeah.
Hey, that man loved God. I mean, that man, he loved the king.
Yeah.
And he had a power of God on him.
Yes, sir.
He make you go. You can go out, but you can't go down if nobody don't make you. And you get around the wrong crowd, you know, like I said, all this, oh, come on, you chicken, I'd rather be a chicken than a dead duck, as they say. I mean, a lot of times, you know, I done stuff that I shouldn't have done. I wish I'd have run the other way, but, you know, it didn't happen that way. Even when I'm saved, there's a lot of times I should have done what God said, but I didn't do it, and then God had to give you a whooping for it.
Yeah, I know it.
I tell you what, people, certain people on the TV, and I ain't getting into them names because you know how I am, but they get on there and preach their junk and garbage. Oh, yo, God's all. God's more love. Just prosper. I tell you what, God will beat the devil out of you to get you right and keep you in the house of God and get you straight before you get right with God. Might be able to lead somebody to the Lord.
Yeah.
Your life will be an example.
Yeah. Sure. Amen.
You want to do your own will. That's what the problem is. You just want to do what you want to do. Everybody does. I want to do what I want to do. But I want to do what God wants me to do. That's the main thing. I want to put Dennis aside and put God up front. And I want to go be and doing the will of God.
Amen.
Genesis 39:11, and it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within.
Right.
And she called him by his garment, saying, lie with me.
Yeah.
And he left his garment in her hand, and he fled and got him out.
Right.
I tell you what, he could have went down. He could have went down easily. There wasn't nobody around. And he could have fell in the trap of the devil and did it. But what did he do? He left his garments behind, and he run, and he got out.
Yes.
But he didn't go down.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
I tell you what, that's... In 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee fornication. Flee it. He said, flee it. Run from it.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 10:14, wherefore by my dearly beloved, flee from adultery. He said, flee, run from it.
Right. Yeah.
1 Timothy 6:11, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow thee after righteousness and godliness and faith and love and patience. Me, hey, flee these other things and follow after these things. You follow righteousness and godliness and faith and love and patience. Me, and buddy, you'll be doing something then.
Yes.
There ain't many people got patience, that's for sure.
You
know what? I can get out there. I can work on a car, and this is God's truth. I had a boat one day, it wouldn't go in a hole, and I worked on that boat 8 hours trying to get that boat in a hole.
Yeah.
But you let one of them kids get on my nerve, it don't take but a minute.
Yeah.
I don't have patience like it, but now I have patience on a stupid car, but I don't have patience like I ought to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just something else, you know. But he says, you need patience. And he says, flee your youthful lust. You know, you have all them lust in your heart, but follow after righteousness and faith, charity, and peace with them that call on the Lord out of the pure heart.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. David's eyes got him in trouble. He got up there and got to looking where he shouldn't be looking.
Sure.
Start with, he's in the wrong place at the wrong time when he should have been on the battlefield.
Right.
He got up there looking around, and from the rooftop, he saw a woman washing herself.
Yeah.
And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. I tell you what, He knowed everything about her up there. He didn't turn his head. That's sure. He kept his head looking down on sin. And he didn't get away from sin. He surely didn't flee from it. He didn't get away from it. And that's what got him in trouble. If you notice, Uriah, he was loyal to him. He didn't go down to his wife. He stayed there. The next of all, you can go out, but the love of things that are right won't make you go down. The love of things that are right won't make you go down. You can get out. But I tell you, I'm not proud of it, but I got out of church there for a while. But I tell you what, I got out of church, but I kept reading my Bible and I witnessed and all that, but I wasn't in church. But I didn't go down and get into sin and wallow in it like the prodigal son did. But I tell you what, I was still wrong with God. But I tell you what, I went out, but I didn't go down. I'm glad God forgives you that stuff. And you got to have the right mindset. You got to have the right mindset. You get saved and you get God in your heart and you get your mind right. It says set your affections on things above, not on the things of this earth. Hey, I got my affections set on the things above. Me and Robert a while ago was talking about the Lord coming back. Hey, I got my mind looking at the Lord, waiting on Him to come back. I'll be 41 years in August. I've been looking for the Lord to come. He said He's coming. I believe He's coming. And I can't wait till He does. Hallelujah. Amen. I won't have to worry about this old junk no more. This old fleshly body. I won't have to worry about it no more. Hey, this body, but Paul said, "Be you got to beat it and bring it under subjection."
Yeah.
Hey, this old body won't stay in bed this morning. And I tell you, it won't get up. Hey, it's a funny thing. You can wake up at 6 o'clock in the mornings every week, and then on Sunday you want to sleep all day.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That ain't nothing but the devil. That's all it is. But I tell you what, you can get out, but the love of the things that are right won't make you go down. Because you got that love. You got that thing impressed in your heart. These little kids, all my kids and all my grandkids, got it impressed in their heart. The things of God, the things to do right. It's always good to do right.
Yeah.
Don't go out and do the thing. Hey, when some devil comes to you and you know something ain't right, you know it's the devil telling you. You need to flee from it.
Right.
Yeah. Don't go down there to that part. Don't go down there to them people. Get away from them.
Yeah.
Get around somebody that loves God. Get around somebody or call somebody up and talk to them. Ask them to pray and help you.
Right.
It's good to do right.
Yeah.
It says in Romans 8:6, for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Ain't that good? Spiritually, my boy, I tell you what, you go around thinking on the things of God, and I tell you, you'll just be riding around in the car or whatever, on the lawn, whatever, and you'll just be praising the Lord, thinking of God, and then about that time, bam, there's a sorry thought in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Where in the world did that come from?
Right.
I'll let my mind on the things of God, and then the devil sneaks something in your mind. You got to watch that.
Yeah.
He'll come along, pop it in your mind, and it ain't nothing but the other devil. And I say, God, get that out of my mind. Please, God, just get it out.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been going down the road before and the devil get in the car. I'd get out and open the door and say, get out, devil.
Yeah.
Hey, you think I'm stupid, but hey, I didn't want him riding with me.
Yeah, man.
I didn't want him riding. I don't want the devil near me. I have enough problems without him riding my back.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yep. I tell you what, you can go out, but the love of the things that are right won't make you go down. 1 Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Have this mind in you that's in Christ Jesus. You got that. You keep that. You keep yourself straight. You walk right, talk right. You'll smell right. You'll look right. Because you'll be right.
Yeah.
When you're not doing things of God, you're not right.
Right.
You're out of the will of God when you start doing things that ain't of God.
Yep.
Hey, you say, well, I did this or did that. How does that make me not right with God? Well, what are you asking me for? Hey, your own heart's done condemned you.
Right.
If you've got to ask about it.
Yep.
There has to be an unworldliness. An unworldliness in your life. Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God."
Yeah.
And you got to get it in your mind and have it conformed in your mind, have it set in your heart to live for God.
Man.
I mean, I'm telling you, it's not a playground; it's a battlefield. You think, oh, I got saved now, it's going to be a repeat of road. No! You're going to be fighting tooth and nail every day. The devil's going to come upon you and try his best to keep you out of the will of God. He looks at you and he says, he gets you down and he's going to damn all your friends to hell. Or if you get right and you live for God, some of them might get saved.
Yes, right.
You ain't got to worry about losing friends or people not liking you. Because I'll tell you what, you get saved, get the witness, and they gone. They're not coming back. Hey, that's all right. God give me new friends. God give me new friends that love me. And where they love me, care about me, and pray for me.
Yeah, that's it.
All them old people I run around with years ago in school and stuff, I got a couple of them that's saved. They're still my friends. The rest of them, they don't know. They just like they always was. They lost.
Right.
Yeah. There has to be an unworldliness. You got to have that unworldliness. Galatians 6:14, "But God forbid that I should glory, save the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." Yeah. Jesus Christ is the only thing that's going to help you. Jesus Christ is the only way you're going to keep from going down and getting down in the hog pen and walling with the devil. You can go out, but the love of things that are right won't make you go down.
Yes.
You can have the love. You got to have the love of things right in your heart.
Amen.
No man can worth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him of whom hath chosen him to be a soldier. You're a soldier.
Yes.
You got to dress. Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, I've never been in the armed forces or nothing, but I watch these TV shows. I don't know how fake they are, you know, about the army and stuff. But they get up in their face and holler at them and everything. My uncle said if you didn't have a button right or something, they just get all over you.
Yeah.
I tell you what, and then here we come in slouchy, all just wore out and
goes
in the army of God. Hey, we should be where people look at us and say something different about them people. But no, we come in dressed like some bum on the street, which I know they can't help it, but it's just an example. And we come in, maybe, and we ought to wear the best we have.
Yep. Yeah.
You say, this is what I have. Well, you wear the best you have.
Yeah.
I praise God. I used to didn't like to go to the Goodwill store and all that. I didn't like it because I didn't like it. Thank God, buddy. God sent me in someone. Got me in. I got about 12 suits now. Hallelujah. Get about $10 a piece. Praise God. This here's guys. It's getting endorsed with somebody's name in it. Thank God. I tell you, God's good.
Yeah.
You do things right. Just do things right. Just do right. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. It's only for a season. 1 John 2:15, "Love not the world, neither things are in the world. If any man love the world, love of the Father is not in him." I tell you what, I can't stand to go out in this world. You go out, and I tell you what, it's just so wicked anymore. You go out and you see things going on like you've never seen. I mean, I'm 62 years old. I'm stuff happening now that back when I was young, I never thought anything like this would happen.
Right.
This life is people, they just hate God. They just hate God. That's all it is. They hate Him. They don't love the Lord. Yes, sir, buddy. I tell you what, but there has to be an unworldliness. And I tell you what, the people today, though, when they get their heart right with God, they need to get in the house of God. You don't jump around from church to church. You get in the house of God. Get your roots grounded. Get down and get grounded in the Word of God and stay in the house of God. I mean, you out jumping from around the world from here to there. Oh, I don't like that church. A preacher said, oh, somebody hurt my feelings. Well, too bad. I've had my feelings hurt. Many preachers had his hurt. Miss Myers had hers hurt. My wife's had it. I tell you, everybody gets a feeling. Her.
Right.
That's the human nature.
Yeah.
You gotta get God on you. And just say, God, help me get over this. Yeah. It used to kind of aggravate me, these preachers. They say, oh, you ought not to wear your feelings out like tentacles. No, I think that's a bunch of junk. Everybody's got feelings.
Sure they do.
You can't tell me. I get, I come up back, buddy, when they was preaching, buddy, they preached stuff. And just nail your hide to the wall. They didn't mind calling your name or whatever. They didn't care if they hurt you.
That's right.
I'm telling you the truth.
That's right. You're right. Yeah.
But I'm glad, Jesus Christ, you live and do what's right. In Luke 21, 34, and heed to yourself, lest any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and fighting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that the day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all of them that are dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray also that ye may be accounted worthy and escape all these things that shall come pass and to stand before the Son of Man. I tell you what, you can escape them if you got what's right in your heart and you keep Jesus in your heart and you get saved and born again. He's going to always be there. You're not saved one minute and lost the next.
Right.
I'm not saying you can't doubt, but that's of the devil. If he's dead, all these ifs. Well, what if you're not doing it? Well, what if you didn't say the right word? Well, what if you didn't go down?
Yeah.
All I said was, I don't want to go to hell.
Amen.
And God saved my soul.
Amen.
Hey, if you went through everything in the Bible, like you said, you've done more than I did. You must be more saved than I am.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bunch of junk. You pull your heart out to God. You can say all the words you want. You can read over Romans all you want. And I'm not saying that's not good. That is good. And tell you and show you, but you pull your heart out to God and give it all to God and you cry out for Him to save you, or like God did, I don't want to go to hell. And God knows the very intents of my heart.
Sure
he knows what my heart wanted.
That's it.
You come down here, I've come down and seen people pray with them and stuff, and you think they didn't get saved 20 years later, still living for God. Then you come down, somebody cry, crocodile tears and everything else, 2 weeks, you couldn't find them with the FBI.
Right.
I mean, it's in the heart.
That's it. Yeah.
It's what you want when you come down.
That's right. Amen.
God give you that choice. God, hey, God didn't twist David's arm and make him go up on the roof and look down at that woman. He did that freely.
That's right.
Adam did that freely. He took of the fruit. If old Adam would have went and repented, wouldn't be in this mess. If he'd have repented, but no, he let the woman talk him into it, and he really didn't repent. But if he'd have went and repented and cried out to God, I don't believe we'd be in this mess. But he didn't do it. You know, I ain't going to say I would do it. I mean, you know, they're better people than I am, that's for sure. And second, and for Timothy, I mean, Titus 2:12, teaching us that denying ungodly lust and worldly lust, we should be live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present world.
Yeah.
James 4:4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a friend of this world. I don't want to have nothing. I'll tell them about the Lord and live before them. I don't want to be friends with them. I don't want to be friends with the neighbors who drink and raise all kind of hell. I don't want to be friends with the bars out here, with the bikers and all this. I don't want to be friends with them. I'll tell them about the Lord and try to help them. Maybe they get saved. But I don't want to hook up with them. I like this family right here. I like y'all right here. I like being with y'all. That's what I like.
Yeah,
I like going to a revival or a fellowship. So hook it up with people from other places who loves God like I do.
Yeah.
That's where my heart is. That's doing things right. Doing things right.
Right.
And then last of all, you might go out, but the will to do right won't make you go down. I mean, it ain't going to make you go down. I said the love of things that are right won't make you go down. And now I'm saying you might go out, but the will to do right You got to have that will in your heart.
Sure.
Hey, when I got saved, August 15, 1976, I got saved on the right side of the altar at New Testament Baptist Church. And I got saved. And, you know, I made a profession, you know. So me and my wife could get married because her daddy was a preacher and he said that if I wasn't saved, we couldn't get married, you know. So I took care of all that. So I handled that. I handled it, you know. I mean, God didn't handle it. But when God got a hold of my heart a year or something later, God got a hold of my heart and my will changed. I thought I was already saved. I thought I was just rededicating my life. But no, I got saved that day and my life, the wheels started changing.
Yeah.
Hey, and God started moving in my life and my life changed that day. And Wednesday night coming, and my wife thought, well, he won't come back no more. Wednesday night come, we was in church. Sunday come, we was in church. Revival come, we was in church. Thank God we went to church because my will changed. And then God got a hold of her and she wasn't saved. And her will change. She got saved. You say you're saved, but you never pray. You ever thank God for your food? I tell you what, I watch people. Hey, I watch people. I go to a cafe or something, I'll sit there, I'll watch people.
Yeah.
And I'll see they say, now you'll be surprised how many people say they're blessing. There's a lot of them don't, but you'll be surprised. You'll see them reach over and grab each other's hand. A lot of times a woman says it. I reckon a man's just chicken to say it. I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's just how it is a lot of times. Hate to say that, but I tell you, I don't do that to make a show, but I want people to know that I'm saved. Hey, something different about me. If I'm by myself and I'm in a cafe or somewhere, I'll say my blessing.
Yeah.
But your will changes. It changes to do right. You don't will to do wrong no more. You want to do right. Oh, David, he got him drunk. Uriah's loyalty was still to the king, and he slept with the servants. He was a good soldier. 2 Timothy 2:1 says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus, in Christ Jesus." He was a good soldier.
Sure.
He didn't do wrong. He did right. In Titus 2:2, "And the things that thou hast heard of me and my many witnesses in the same commitment to thy faithful men who shall be able to teach others of Christ, and thou therefore endure hardship as a good soldier." Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Hey, listen to that. It says endure hardness. Hey, you're going to have problems. It's you, the man that you should be or the woman you should be, should get up, rise up, and go for the Lord and quit falling down and get God to help you.
Amen.
You say that's easy to say. You stay on your knees. You pray. You do some fasting. I tell you what, God will help you.
Amen.
He has to. If you're a child of His. "Therefore, if you endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, no man that wars entangles himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier."
Right.
I want to please the Lord.
Yeah,
he taught me to be a soldier. I want to be a soldier. I want to hold up this old sword and I want to go forth preaching the Word of God or giving the Word of God and taking this old book and cutting the devil to pieces with it.
Yeah.
That's what you can do.
Yes.
Do right. Have a will to do right. "Looking unto the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify in us Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." Hey, look at you sometimes. I guarantee you, the things you do, whatever, and they say, "Boy, there's something weird about them people."
Yeah.
No, I'm screwed on the wrong. I'm a nut screwed on the right bolt. They're the ones something's wrong with.
Yeah.
Ain't me.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
That's the only way. There is no other way. You can pray all you want. If God don't save you, you ain't going to get saved.
Right.
He says He'll lean His ear over to hear you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You imagine that, buddy? I'm down now. He leans in his ear. Yeah, I hear you, Dan. Hallelujah. I'm glad he's not deaf and he ain't got hearing aids. I'm glad he can hear me perfectly.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You might go out, but the will of God to do right will make you not go down.
Yes,
I said, yeah, up there, it'll take you further you want to go, and it'll cost you more than you want to pay, and it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And that's true. You look at David's life. Look what happened to him. Man, he went through a mess for a long time there because of the sins he did. Because of his sins. By the time David was through, he killed Uriah. Stole his wife and lost his own child. And David paid the rest of his life for what he'd done. So you see, you might go out, but you don't have to go down. You don't have to go down. Uriah didn't go down. Uriah stood faithful and true to the king and loyal to the men and to Joab, and he didn't go down. Hey, are you going down today, or are you faithful to God? How is it in your life? Thank God, preacher.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Brother Danny.